to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up. Good morning, Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily on this Wednesday, April the 17th. And we got a lot to talk about today, so I'm just going to jump in right to it. First and foremost, just to sort of put a bow on the Russell Wilson story, because myself and Tom talked about that a lot on Monday's show. Obviously, for anyone who's been paying attention to the news, that's not going to happen. Russell Wilson re-signed with Seattle, as we pretty much said on Monday's show. What would Seattle be thinking, letting him get out the door, you know, either via trade or just letting him walk at some point? So that's not happening. And Miami, there's really not much more to add than that. So just wanted to put a bow on that. And congrats to Russell Wilson for getting that big payday. The schedule release is Wednesday night, 8 p.m., so all depending on when you are listening to this, either it's already out to schedule or it will be out soon. And, you know, this is one of the years I'm sort of not going to get worked up over. Look, I don't get worked up over this release anyways. It's nice that the NFL does release a schedule when they do in April. It allows the fans to start to plan their trips because, you know, a lot of fans don't live in an NFL market. And if you're a Miami Dolphins fan in Alabama, in Tennessee, in Virginia, you know, you want to plan your one big trip a year or maybe more to a Miami Dolphins game. You can start now in April. You can start that, you know, little bit of, you can reserve the flight. You can find the hotel rooms in advance, save a little money. So that's good. But, you know, this is not a year to sort of dissect the schedule with a microscope and say, oh my God, I can't believe the league has us playing here on the road this week, then traveling all the way here. I mean, this ain't the year. The Miami Dolphins are clearly rebuilding. 2019 is not going to be a competitive year for the Dolphins. So however you shake out this schedule, honestly, who cares this year? It's one of those years where you just say, who cares? So if they got the Miami Dolphins ending the year playing at the Patriots and at the Jets, you know, the final two games of the year in the ice-cold Northeast, you know what? Who cares? Honestly, this isn't the year to get worked up over that. If this team was a competitive team, if this team was a contender, yeah, then you'd be a little annoyed by that. Hey, it's like, hey, we don't want to end the year with two games on the road in the ice, cold, snow, and all stuff, but it doesn't really matter this year. There's been a rumor, which I cannot believe, for about a month now that the Miami Dolphins will be playing on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys in that 4 p.m. window. Again, it's been out there for a month, that rumor. You know, would I be floored if it ended up happening? No, because this is the NFL, and the NFL at times does things that are very, very stupid. And if they did this, that would just be another one of those times. The Miami Dolphins have pretty much openly said, you know, it's a rebuilding year, and if you just have eyes and a little bit of common sense, you look at all the guys they let go, and you look at none of the guys they have pretty much signed to replace them. This year, you look at the 2019 Miami Dolphins, it's a glorified expansion team. And to put that team in the 4 p.m. window on a major holiday like Thanksgiving would be ridiculous. It'd be laughable. The 4 p.m. game on Thanksgiving, you know, outside of a playoff game, is probably one of the most watched NFL games of all the regular season, if not the most watched regular season game, because it's a holiday, everyone's home. And, you know, most people have either A, already ate their meal for the day, now they're plopped down in front of the tube just watching the game, or most people are eating at that time, and in the background, on is the game. So it's like, it would be ridiculous to put the Miami Dolphins on in that game. I pray that the NFL does not do it. I don't want my holiday ruined by watching the Miami Dolphins lose, you know, 35-3 to the Cowboys, and after every touchdown the Cowboys score, they shoot up to the owner's box, and Jerry Jones and his family's, you know, jumping around and hugging, and I don't need to see that on Thanksgiving. You want to do that week one, fine. You want to do that week three, fine. You want to do that week 12, you know, any other week. Just not Thanksgiving week. I can't take it that week. I can't. So hopefully that rumor is not true. The only thing with this schedule release I'm even remotely interested in, is what week Adam Gase returns to Miami. And I have no idea. But if you're the Dolphins organization this year, you're not going to have a lot of games that are sold out. Fans just aren't going to go. This team is not going to be very good. And even on paper, if the games quote-unquote sell out, in reality, you know, there won't be a fanny in every seat this year for those games. The one game that will truly be sold out, where there is a fanny in every seat, will be the game against the Jets. And that's the home game of the year. Adam Gase has returned to Miami. You know, the fan base is going to be motivated like never before. They're going to show up in droves to boo that man. You got the people on the Miami Dolphins roster who, you know, were here last year with him, Adam Gase. They're going to be motivated that game to show him, you know, to pretty much flip him off. not literally, but pretty much say, screw you, Gase. So that's the home game of the year. So if I had to predict, I think the Miami Dolphins, you know, they're obviously going to have a game in prime time because every team has to have a national primetime game. Now, if they played on a holiday, that does count as a primetime game, even if the game starts at 4. But I think Miami will either have a Thursday night game or a Monday night game. And if I had to guess, once again, only a guess, that game will be against the Jets at home. And that will be Adam Gase's return to Miami. I could see it being on a Monday night, or I could see it being on a Thursday night. Who knows? But that's going to be the game for the Miami Dolphins this year that you will want to attend, because that will be an electric stadium that day. Hard Rock Stadium will be electric, whether that game's at 1 p.m. or at night. I would venture to think it'd be at night, but it'll be electric because that's the home game to go to. So it'll be interesting to see when that game is. I do hope if the Miami Dolphins are on in prime time, that it is early in the year. And I mean September to like the first week of October, because I don't want to see this team have that Thursday night game or Monday night game in late November or the final month of the year where they are like, I don't know, 2-10, you know, 1-8, something like that. And then you're going to be the butt of the joke all week. Oh, here's another great Monday night game with a team that stinks. Or, oh, great, here's another worthless Thursday night game because it's got the Miami Dolphins. I don't want to hear it this year. We know we're going to be bad. Just live with it. I don't need to hear that all week from people in the national media. So get the primetime game out of the way in September when before nobody knows we really stink. You know what I mean? So I'd rather just have that primetime game be in September or October at the latest. But we'll see how the schedule comes out. And another thing, for those of you who do live on social media, on Wednesday, don't fall for the fake reports. Don't fall for the rumors. Look, Wednesday will be a day when everyone on social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, people who got like 10 people who actually follow them, or the ones who have like 6,000, it doesn't matter. The people who aren't real reporters for real publications, you know who they are. The real reporters. Armando Salguero, Adam Beasley, Safeed Dean, Joe Shad, those guys, you know, if they report a leak, believe it. You know, if Joe Schmo reports it, odds are it ain't true. Everyone tomorrow will have a source. I know a guy over at CBS. I know a guy at ESPN. I know a guy here. He leaked me this. He leaked me that. And it's always, always, always wrong. It's always wrong. So when people report at, you know, 1 in the afternoon, ends up being dead wrong at 8 o'clock at night, just don't fall for it. Just don't fall for it. And don't be that guy who's sort of making up stuff too, trying to get hits on your account or clicks to whatever you're trying to get clicks to. So I just want to warn people tomorrow, don't believe the bullshit. There's going to be a lot of fake news tomorrow. A lot of fake news. And everyone's going to have a source. And just don't believe it. Because, look, it comes out at 8 o'clock, the schedule. And that's when the schedule comes out. Anything that's not reported by someone reputable, and we know who the reputable people, they get a paycheck from a reputable organization, whether it's ESPN, Miami Herald, Sun Sentinel, Palm Beach Post. Pretty much after that, you know, I ain't believing much because that's just the way it is. So the draft here, we're about, what, 10 days away here from the draft roughly. And what will Miami do? It's going to be interesting to see. A couple thoughts. In previous years, Miami has really screwed up this draft, and we know how and why. They've missed, you know, horribly on certain guys, and it's been bad. There's no way to put a positive spin. It's been bad. And the reason it's been bad is they have just mismanaged this draft, and you know, they've made a lot of mistakes. One of the mistakes they've made is in their overall draft strategy. And that's really a Mike Tannenbaum thing. Although I know he's technically, he wasn't the GM. You know, in some ways, it sort of was on him. Some of this stuff, I hate to pile on, because he actually is a really nice guy. But it was sort of on him, some of this stuff. And what they would do, Miami, and this is what they have to get away from this year, is you have to look at drafts, not just in a one-year window. You have to, so we're in 2019, you got this 2019 draft. You got to know, you have to be able to project what the 2020 draft is going to be. You're not going to know, you know, it inside and out, but you have to know, well, geez, look at the senior class next year. There's a ton of this, there's a ton of that. So next year's class at these spots are stronger than this year's class. Because you can know how many seniors will be entering the draft, and then you can project, you know, the top-end juniors who might declare. I mean, obviously, you don't know for sure, but you can, you do a little projection. It's like chess. You got to think one or two steps ahead. And what the Miami Dolphins do, this is where they screw it up. They don't think one or two steps ahead. They just live in the moment. And there was no, the perfect example of this, if you're asking, what's an example? I'll tell you the perfect example. The year in round one where they selected Devontae Parker, and in round two they selected Jordan Phillips. The pick with Parker, can't really knock him for that because, you know, everyone thought Parker would be a home run pick. Everyone loved his size, his speed. So I'm not knocking him for that. The round two pick, Jordan Phillips. That was a colossal mistake. Number one, the guy had issues entering the NFL. People questioned his motor. They questioned about his weight, if he could keep the weight down, and how much he actually liked playing football. So that's number one. So taking a guy like that in round two, you know, red flags already. The other thing was that draft in 2015 was a weak draft for defensive linemen. The draft in 2016 was a strong draft for defensive linemen. So the Miami Dolphins, you know, if they had a little foresight, would be like, let's hold off reaching on a defensive lineman around two, because it's a weak class for defensive linemen. Let's take another position where it's a strong class. That year was a strong linebacker class. Miami should have taken a linebacker in round two that year. And we'll hold off on the line until next year when it's a much stronger class and we get a player better than Jordan Phillips for our defensive line. They didn't do that. Lack of foresight. Look at this now. Jordan Phillips is gone. And the Miami Dolphins defensive line's a mess. Now, is that all just because of one guy? No, but that's the example. You sort of understand where I'm coming from. And they have done that time and time and time again. And you can even sort of tie us into the quarterback spot and how they mismanaged it last year. Last year's draft was a strong quarterback class. You had four guys go really early in the draft. They're all very good. Miami, yes, they would have had to make a move to trade up, but a move to trade up wouldn't have been impossible, because they could have went up one spot for Rosen. If they didn't like Rosen, they could have offered a team higher than them to get up there to get Josh Allen and stuff like that. So, you know, last year was a draft. If they had some foresight, say, okay, 2019 looks like a weak class for quarterbacks. We better get our guy this year. We better get him this year. They didn't. And now they're in the 2019 class, which looks weak. And they're saying, well, the 2020 class looks better. We don't want a guy this year. So, you know, you got to have some foresight here. And that's what the Miami Dolphins don't have. What I will do is give Chris Greer a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. And let's just, you know, erase history. Because you can't go back and change time. It is what it is. They screwed it up. It is what it is. But moving forward, they have to fix this. And that's why I think with this draft, I know there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of rumors. Will the Miami Dolphins take a quarterback in round one? I say no. Because I think if they have the right strategy, which so far everything they've done this offseason is right. They've gotten rid of every bad contract where they've had to eat salary cap space and quote-unquote buy draft pick, which is a smart thing to do. So they've been smart this offseason, and I think that smartness, if that's even a word, will carry over to the draft, which makes me think they will look at the draft with some foresight this year, meaning the quarterbacks in round one this year, yeah, they're pretty good. They're okay. But the ones in next year's class are better. So we won't take a quarterback in round one, at least. And I'm talking about the early round picks. Once you get past, like, round four, you're just, you know, shots in the dark for the most part. I'm talking about the early round picks, rounds one, two, three, and even four. They probably won't take a quarterback because they know next year's class is stronger. Well, if we're not taking a quarterback because it's a weak class, what positions are strong this year where we can help ourselves? And this draft class is very strong on the offensive line and the defensive line. And that's where Miami, you know, outside of quarterback, is at its weakest. So hopefully the Miami Dolphins this year, you know, pretty much load up on linemen, both sides of the ball. Find a center, find a guard, find an edge rusher, find a defensive tackle. They need it all. So if the Miami Dolphins are smart, you know, load up on linemen. Get the beef. Bring in the beef this year because it's a strong 2019 draft class for the big guys. For the big guys on the line. So that's what you want to do. And, you know, quarterback's going to wait. Now, if they want to take a quarterback in round four, five, or six, take a flyer. Again, as Tom and myself spoke about on Monday, that's fine. Go for it. Even if they want to take one around two or around three, I'm not going to knock them for it. But I don't think they're going to take one in round one, and that's really all that matters. I don't see them taking one in round one, but this is a strong class for linemen, and Miami needs help in the line. So build up that line. Build it up, build it up, build it up. Get as many as you can. That's why I said this is a draft for the Dolphins. Quality over quantity. If they can trade down to round one, do it. If they can trade down to round two, do it. Because I think the guy you can get a 13 is probably just as good as the guy you're going to get a 25, 26, 27. I think the guy in round two you're going to get in the 40s is probably just as good as the guy you're going to get in the 50s or 60s. So trade down and get as many guys as possible because they need bodies. They need warmth. This, like I said, the Miami Dolphins in 2019 are a glorified expansion team. Period. End of story. I know some fans don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. They're a glorified expansion team. They're not any good. They have no quarterbacks on their roster that are any good. They have essentially one offensive lineman on the roster that I trust. And, you know, they have no pass rushers on this team at all. None. When your best pass rusher is Charles Harris, you're screwed because Charles Harris stinks. Okay, that's Charles Harris stinks out loud, and he's your best pass rusher right now, currently on the roster. If they had a game in a week, they couldn't even field a competent team. Okay, so they need more bodies, and we'll see what happens. But the draft strategy is just, you know, pick the players at the positions this is a strong class in. The pass rushers you're going to get in the middle to late round one, if they trade down. You know, some years would go high round one because they'd be the best in the weak class. Not this year. Not this year. There's a lot of good pass rushers. And guys, you're going to get late in the round, you know, have every right to go at the top of this draft. But there's just so many good pass rushers. So many good defensive linemen. There's so many good offensive linemen in this draft. Load up on them. The Miami Dolphins in round one, if they take an offensive tackle or if they take a defensive tackle or if they take a... Or you know, I can't knock the pick because they need him so badly. They need him so, they need a blue chip player there so badly. So we'll see how it shakes out. Once again, a reminder, this Friday, the 19th, I will be on Sirius XM NFL Radio in the 4 p.m. hour. 4 p.m., probably closer to 4:30, but just to make sure you don't miss me, tune in on Moving the Chains, Sirius XM NFL Radio, Pat Kerwin, Jim Miller. I will be on in the 4 p.m. hour making the Miami Dolphins selection in their mock draft. You probably have an idea where I'm going now with this podcast today. You might have where I'm leaning position-wise at least. Not going to tell you the players. I got about three or four names who should be on the board there at pick 13. And I got them ranked in the order I like them. And that will be my pick. But just this is year three for me. I went back and checked after the show on Monday with Tom. I thought it was year four, but it's year three where I have made the Miami Dolphins pick for Jim Miller and Pat Kerwin on their mock draft there the week before the real NFL draft. And this is year three, and we'll see. But, yeah, be sure to tune in and hear me there. It's always fun. Those guys are great. They're great guys, and I always enjoy doing this for them. So that's all for today's show. I want to thank everyone once again for listening. We're going to have shows all week here. There'll be a show by Tom at the end of the week. There'll be another show with Stephen Masso, and I will have an interview later this week from someone you will want to hear from for sure. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dolphins Talk and check out the website, dolphinstalk.com. Everyone have a great Wednesday, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.